Welcome to the Left Brain Artist Podcast. I'm Suzanne Redmond. Each Wednesday, I interview an artist and we talk about their artwork, their business, and what's next for them. On Fridays, I do these mini episodes where I go into a little more detail about one aspect of that artist's business. This week, I interviewed Connie Solera, the creator of 21 Secrets, other online courses, and art retreats in Mexico. Connie told the story of how 21 Secrets came about, and it got me thinking that Connie really did create her own art opportunity when she started that. So many of the artists I've interviewed have done the same, creating opportunities that suit them and their art, and this has led to even more opportunities. Today I'm going to talk about these opportunities, and hopefully you'll be inspired by at least one of them to create something for your business. Connie started out by just wanting to know artists and their stories. She wasn't looking at it as a money-making thing. She was just curious. She contacted 30 and interviewed them so she could find out more. Then she thought, wouldn't it be great if I had an online course where these artists could teach a little art project to people? So she asked them if they'd be interested, and 20 said yes. Add Connie to that mix, and you have 21. That's how the first 21 Secrets online course came about. She gave it a price, people signed up, and it became an income producer for her and her business. Connie said she hadn't even taken an online course before she decided to create one. This wasn't a strategy per se, but it was probably good for her because she didn't overthink it and worry if her course was as good as someone else's course. She just did it the way she'd like to experience it. And obviously, so many years later, she was right. I've interviewed 22 artists for this podcast now, and a lot of them have told me about an opportunity that they created for themselves for their art business. I'd like to tell you about a few more here, and maybe they'll spark some ideas for you. Just remember, these artists tried something new. They'd never done it before, but they tried it, and they talked to me because they're successful in their business. Hopefully, you will have the courage to try some of these yourself. I'll start out by going back to episode number 5, when I spoke to art teacher Jennifer Love Gironda. Jenny created a daily art practice for herself 6 years ago that she's still following today. Think about that. 6 years ago, probably before some of us were using Facebook and most of us were using Instagram. It was back in the day of blogging, where you posted things that you did and maybe someone saw them, maybe they didn't, but you posted anyway. Jenny hadn't heard of 100-day challenges or 30 days of art. She just wanted to get back into making her own art because she had been concentrating solely on teaching students. She decided to make something every day and just see where it goes. Flash forward 5 years, and she was given the opportunity for a solo show of her art. She showed many of her pieces, and she and her husband put together a slideshow of the rest so that they could show all of the art from the 5 years during the show. That was a huge undertaking, but it was an excellent show, and she sold pieces right off the walls of the gallery, and all because she started a habit, and now she's been making art for 6 years straight. In episode number 15, I spoke with Elaine Kelly. It was funny because I was trying to ask her about her art projects in a chronological order. Soon I realized that so many of these projects were happening concurrently. It seems that Elaine has a well-developed multitasking gene. And if something comes her way, she'll do it anyway, even if she's already doing 10 different things. She said that she loves starting new businesses, and she's definitely not afraid to start a new one while she's doing an old one. She started a company called Choose Good Thoughts while she was doing so many other things in her art career. She has an Etsy shop under that name where she sells cards and jewelry. This branch of her business is fairly new. She created the name and everything about it. I would say branding is one of her specialties, and at any given time, she's ready to create something new, even if she's got 5 other things she's doing. When I spoke with Roxanne Evans Stout in episode number 19, she talked about a few times where she created her own opportunities. One is when she would call or walk into art gift shops and ask if they would carry her artwork. For some people, that would be daunting, and they would be too afraid to take that step. But Roxanne did, and if someone said no, she'd just move on to the next place. She also took a leap when she taught classes at a local technical college. In a school that teaches science and engineering, she proposed a mixed-media art class for them. The students needed an art elective, so she created her own class for them. I was so impressed by how she wasn't afraid to just cold call a place and propose something new. She gave quite a few other examples of where she just created her own opportunities, so her interview is definitely one that deserves another listen. In episode number 21, I spoke with Carrie Schmidt, an artist in the Seattle area. When she was faced with the problem of not having studio space, because it just wasn't affordable for her in Seattle, she decided to buy a secondhand bus and use that as a studio space. Did she do this because she'd heard of other bus studios around town? No, she just came up with this herself. She saw that the cost of the bus was about the same as 1 month's rent at a studio space, and she decided to go for it. Now she not only has a space where she can produce her paintings, but she can also take the bus to art events around town and use it as a mobile billboard for her art business. When I spoke with Anthony Burks in episode number 27, he told me about how he had trouble getting into galleries around town. He tried many times, but just wasn't accepted into shows. He decided to create his own art gallery right in his home. He invited other artists of color and put together a collaboration show that was successful for everyone. He has since created many pop-up galleries with his wife, and they are now well known for putting on some of the biggest gallery shows in our county, all because he had a need to create his own opportunity. Artist Robin Marie Smith has created opportunities for herself based on questions that have come from her online followers. This past summer, she decided to make 100 days of art. She made these mini collages using all these colored bits and scraps of paper and posted them every day on Instagram. She gained quite a following of admirers for these little artworks, including me. A few people asked her, "Do you teach a class showing how you make these collages?" Well, she may have initially said no, but eventually she did create a class for the same collages. She could have just said no and moved on, but she didn't. The other thing she did this year is one of her followers in another country said, "Hey, would you come over here to teach a class?" And it took a bit of time before she could fit a trip to Europe in her schedule, but ultimately she did. She said the women in the class were so excited to have an art instructor come to them that they worked seriously and quickly, so before her days were up, they were done with most of the projects that she had planned. So she went to a local store, bought some old books, and created a day-long class where they worked with book pages to make collages. She just responded to a need, and she made it happen. In episode number 39, I spoke with Jana Freeman, who has created Way Art Yonder Studio near San Diego. She wanted to learn more art techniques and didn't feel like the classes she wanted to take could be found locally. And after trying various online courses, decided that those just weren't for her. So after she moved to a property outside of town, and once her kids were grown and she could take over a part of her house, she realized she could invite artists to come in and teach classes right in her home. She now hosts a few multi-day classes per year. She has artists who have come back to teach classes again and again, and her classes regularly sell out. While it's work for her to host these classes, she doesn't overschedule, so she still has time to sit in on most of the classes, and she can travel a few times per year. What kind of opportunities have you created for yourself? Do you think you've got the courage to host an art show in your home, or host an art workshop, or create a new class based on a need, or cold call an art store or school where you can teach? Take it from these artists and all the others that I've interviewed. You're only going to move forward with your business if you take a little risk. As Connie said in our episode number 45, you've got to develop a relationship with risk. Only you can determine what kind of risks you can handle and how much. But you can also expand your risk threshold over time as you become more confident with your art and your business. And the more you do something, the less risky it'll seem. I took a risk by creating this podcast. It was risky because it was something completely new. I wasn't sure if I could even figure out all that was needed to do a podcast. But I researched and I asked questions, and the more I knew, the lower my risk went. I also talked to some really close friends for my first couple of interviews because it was less risky to talk to someone I knew and already had a rapport with and someone I could trust. I've moved beyond that now, and I'm calling strangers and asking them to be on my podcast. Is that risky? Yes, in the sense that I'm risking getting a rejection, but I've lowered the risk because I've followed them, researched what they do, seen if they've done interviews before or videos or live conversations. So by doing my research, working hard, and not being afraid to make the cold call, I've created my own opportunity of doing a podcast. Be sure and go back and listen to these episodes that I've mentioned if you haven't done that yet. All the artists I've interviewed have been so generous in sharing their knowledge and experience and successes as well as failures in their art business. We're all just trying to do our thing, so do what you can and don't be afraid to ask another artist how they've done something. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Left Brain Artist. As always, if you like what you're hearing, leave me a review on iTunes. If you subscribe to this podcast, you'll get each episode downloaded free every week. You can also find this podcast on most other podcast apps, so use whichever one works for your phone. And again, remember, it's free to listen to podcasts. This podcast is created and produced by me, Suzanne Redmond. The music I use is from Squire Tuck. You can find a list and link to all my podcast episodes on my website, suzanneredmond.com. I also include show notes on the website for every episode. I'm Suzanne Redmond. See you next time.